Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sometimes we ignore them, but we shouldn't. We're talking about software updates, and with us this morning to talk about why these updates are so important, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. Why are the software updates so important?
Morning, Bob. Well, they're crucial for several reasons. You can think of them like regular maintenance for your digital devices. So your phone, your tablet, your computer. And just as you wouldn't ignore an oil change for your car, you shouldn't ignore these updates.
That's an interesting comparison. It is.
It really is. I mean, if you think about it, right, your car would continue to run, right? But at some point, you would do some serious damage. And software updates are that important as well. They serve multiple purposes. First and foremost, they patch security vulnerabilities. Hackers are always finding new ways to exploit weaknesses in software, and updates like these close those loopholes. And they also fix bugs that can cause crashes or slow down performance. And they often add new features to improve your experience.
Do you hear from people who have these updates and then they complain about various things? And, you know, I hear that and then it scares me. It makes me think, well, maybe I shouldn't get this update. You must hear that, right?
I hear that all the time, and usually it's in the very beginning where someone notices something just a little bit different, and then they ignore it next time. But trust me, those things usually go away, and then you definitely don't want to ignore them.
So this is not just about getting new emojis or a fancy new look, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, now, those things like new features, they can be very exciting. But the security aspect, to me, that's the most critical. I think of it like enforcing the locks on digital doors and windows.
Why do these updates seem to come at very inconvenient times?
It really does feel that way, doesn't it? I mean, software updates tend to release these updates when they're ready. They might not always align with our schedules, but many devices now offer the option to schedule updates for more convenient times, like you can do it overnight.
And what about the automatic update options? Are those worth using?
I would say so, absolutely. I mean, automatic updates are kind of like having a personal assistant that takes care of the task for you, where the phone just does it for you. And it ensures that you're always running the latest, most secure version of the software. And this way, if you do the automatic updates, you don't have to remember to keep checking and installing those updates manually.
So some people are hesitant to enable the automatic updates. Is that because of what I just mentioned a minute or two ago here?
It's definitely a big part of it. And I would say there's often a fear of the unknown. You know, if everything is working so greatly, all of a sudden it's like, oh, what do I have to mess with this for? And people worry that the updates are going to change how their device works. Or something might go wrong during the update process. That's a big fear. While these concerns are understandable, the benefits of staying updated, to me, far outweigh those risks.
We're talking about those automatic updates on your phone or wherever with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. This all sounds a bit like hitting the snooze button on your alarm clock, what you were just telling us, Scott.
Yeah, that's a really good comparison, Bob. You can hit snooze on the update notifications, but eventually, going along with that, you need to get out of bed and install them. But the longer you delay, the more vulnerable your device is going to become.
So let's talk about some of the risks of not updating.
Yeah, sure. By not updating, you are leaving your device exposed to known security threats. That could lead to data theft. It could even have your device being used in a larger cyber attack without your knowledge. All of those things happen in the background. Outdated software can also become incompatible with newer apps or services. That's a big deal. And that can limit what you can do with your device.
So if you don't update, if you skip an update, so then what happens when the next update is available?
That is a great question. And in that case, it skips over that update and goes to the current update, unless it's a really big update and you have to do one first before the other. But 9 times out of 10, it would skip that update and go to the next one. But the problem with that is you don't know what you're skipping to get to the next one. And the most important thing could be just sitting there in that one that you didn't update.
Hmm. So, all right, how often should people be updating their devices?
Ideally, I would say as soon as the update becomes available is when you want to do it. And like we were talking about, most modern devices will notify you when those updates are ready. So, and especially if it's a critical security update, which is the one that it's not a new feature, it's just something in the background, it's best to install those immediately.
And what about older devices that might not get regular updates anymore? What about those?
That is a very important point. If your device is no longer receiving updates, it's automatically at an increased risk. And in those cases, it just might be time to consider upgrading to a newer device that receives those regular security updates. I mean, you can call it an investment in your digital safety.
Okay, I want to sum it up. Advice for anybody listening about managing updates.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say learn to embrace the update process. Don't look at it as a chore. Enable automatic updates whenever possible. And if you get an update notification, don't ignore it. Check it out and make sure you know what you're skipping or what you're installing. And remember, the updates are there to protect you and improve your digital experience. So I look at it as a very small inconvenience for a significant peace of mind.
Definitely more important than many of us realize, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, our world is increasingly digital, and it's one of the simplest yet most effective ways that we can protect ourselves online.
So again, at least as far as your phone is concerned, if you have it plugged in charging overnight, and if you're set for receiving automatic updates, everything is going to happen without you having to do anything, correct?
That is pretty much exactly correct. The only thing you have to be aware of sometimes is when you're plugging it in, it has to be connected to Wi-Fi, which it probably will be because it's on your nightstand or whatever. And sometimes you have to have a certain amount of charge in your device, so 50% or something like that. So as long as you meet that criteria, then yes, all of it should happen automatically.
Let's get to our Genius Bar question now, and this came in on the text line. Why are all new emails now loading into the important mailbox on my iPhone 11? How do I stop it?
Well, it's a really good question. It's a little bit hard not actually seeing the actual phone to know why it's doing that, but I can tell you that it sounds like the important mailbox is part of your Gmail, and you have your Gmail coming through your iPhone. At least that's how my important inbox works. And if there's a filter or there's something in the Gmail settings that's saying to send all emails to important, which is a setting that is there. I don't know exactly why that would be on, but there is a setting that is there. It could be that you need to go into your Gmail, like go on the web, go to the Gmail settings, and look and see if anything is sending it there. If there is something sending it there and you uncheck that box or whatever it looks like, I don't know exactly what it would look like, it should automatically stop doing it on your iPhone because the important inbox is part of the functionality of Gmail that appears on the iPhone. It's a little bit confusing, and again, without seeing it, it's a little bit hard to know for sure, but that sounds like what it would be. The only other thing it could be is if you have a filter on your Apple Mail somewhere that says send all your mail here, but that would be a very rare thing to do.
One more question for you, and this is from me, Scott. The other day, my wife texted me, and I didn't respond immediately. And, you know, when that happens, sometimes a domestic follows that, if you know what I mean. But so she said, let me see your phone. And she noticed that on my phone, my text messages, I don't get rid of any of them. So she says, well, You can't see if there's a new text because it's always showing all of these texts that you still have that you didn't get rid of. But if you got rid of them, then you would know immediately when you had a new text. Do you know what she's talking about, Scott?
I do, and I'm a little scared, Bob, because I may have to say that Marianne's wrong, and I want to be very, very.
Oh no, I like this. Hang on, we'll Joe roll the tape on this so we can play it for Marianne. All right, go ahead, Scott.
I knew this was a trap. I knew it. Because when you go into your text messages, it's going to show you what's the newest text message. So it shouldn't be a situation where you're seeing something older first. I'm sure there are ways, to be fair, I'm sure there are ways where you're on the previous one and you're not scrolling all the way down. But for me, every time I get a new message, the first thing I see is the unread message. And I don't delete my messages either, and I've never had that problem. So at some point, you will need to delete because you will run out of space. I mean, that's just a matter of time type of thing. But I'm like you. I tried to keep them all, but you should be automatically directed to what you haven't read already.
I think she was talking about when you're on the home screen and you just look at that message, the text message icon for an indication. I think that's what she was referring to.
Well, if you're looking at that and you're not reading your messages, then clearly you're going to have a lot more messages there than you actually have. But for me, I read my messages right away. My icon shows one or two or whatever the case may be. I go into it and I see the current text. So as far as I can tell, there shouldn't be any direct correlation between having too many messages on your phone and not being able to see what the latest one is. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. So, you know, I don't want to say for sure.
Well, I think somehow I'm still in trouble. But thanks anyway. Scott Kleinberg, talk to you again next Tuesday.
Take care, Bob.